My name is Ryan Carter. I'm the head of geography at Southborough High School in Surbiton.
Perfect, thank you. Can you describe the event that's happening next week?
Yeah, so next week we're one school of a number of schools that's joining an eco event that's taking place in the community in St Matthew's Church, whereby there will be a panel of local representatives from the council and other bodies, and the schools will be presenting different aspects of their eco journeys and what they've been doing to try and improve their environmental credentials. And that's the involvement that we'll have during the event as a school.
Fantastic. So how did Southborough High School specifically get involved with the event in the first place?
Well, we have a relationship with the church where the event is being held. We hold our annual carol services there during the winter term. So because of that relationship with the church, then we were invited to join the event as a result of that.
And what is Southborough High School's stance on protecting the planet?
Well, we have been very active in this space over this academic year. We have relaunched an eco club where we have a team of students who come along to a meeting every week. We've put in place an action plan of things that we want to improve throughout the school in terms of making our footprint a little, you know, less impactful. So it is very important to us, and it's something that's been really successful this year, and we will continue it into the future.
One question I have, I'm kind of curious about the Eco Club then. Has it been open to all students, and have the students who have joined, do you think they already had an interest in the environment and protecting the planet, or do you think that has come about because they've been part of this club?
I think it's a mixture of both. Yes, we've had all students from all year groups. It's been a completely open club where we have, you know, as I said, in our assemblies, we've actively said, you know, come along on Wednesday afternoons and you know, get involved. So we've invited everyone, but we do have like a core team that are here every week and that have the responsibility of, you know, carrying out the actions that we've planned. And it is students who have got an interest in the environment, but also some that didn't necessarily before, but do now. You know, they've kind of joined with, I guess they've, you know, been wanting to find out more, and that's the reason they've come along. And as a result of that, and as a result of being involved, they, you know, are now much more environmentally aware and appreciate, you know, what they're doing and why they're doing it.
And can you maybe share a few maybe specific details on the action plan that you just mentioned? So what things have you actioned? What has been achieved, or what are you hoping to achieve in the near future?
So when we relaunched the Eco Club at the beginning of this academic year, we came up with three core action points that we would work on over the course of the year. And those are recycling, biodiversity, and making some improvements to the school grounds. And I think that recycling and biodiversity, you know, those areas speak for themselves. But we also needed to make some improvements to the school grounds, particularly with regards to replacing some trees and some vegetation that had to be removed earlier in the year. So we wanted to come up with a project involving, you know, replanting sort of in that area of the school grounds. And by doing that, we would achieve two things. We would kind of block out the A3 again, the noise and the CO2 pollution that can come from that, plus also improve biodiversity on the site. So we applied for a delivery of tree samplings from the Woodland Trust, and then we've since sort of taken that delivery and done a tree planting project in that area.
Fantastic. Wow, that's a lot of things that students are getting involved with. So then what has been the response from the students on these various projects that the school are doing?
From the students that are involved with our eco team, they have been amazing. They've been really keen to get involved. They have set up a weekly rota whereby they take responsibility for collecting the recycling waste from classrooms and making sure that that gets to the right bin outside. Because our big problem is that the recycling bins, we had them in the classrooms, but A, they were being contaminated, and B, the waste in them wasn't going to the right place. So our team of students have been really amazing at sort of setting up a rota and taking responsibility for that. And as a result, we are recycling much more than we ever have done in the past. So yeah, huge, huge kind of enthusiasm from them on that, as well as with projects like the tree planting as well.
So then I guess it's safe to say that a lot of these projects have been successful within Southborough High School. What advice would you have for maybe other schools or organisations to get involved and raise awareness of protecting the planet?
Well, I think it's a lot of it is about communication. And yes, like I said before, with the recycling, we can put these processes in place. But one of the biggest things is to change or adjust the mindset of people and try and drive buy-in from people. If everyone becomes invested in something, then they will do the right things and they will contribute. And that's one of the hardest things to change, is changing that mindset and changing that culture. So it involves a communication strategy. And like I said before, we have our communication strategies revolved around, we've done assemblies, so we've done different year group assemblies to communicate our projects across the school. And we've also been active in our weekly newsletter that gets emailed out to the entire community, both the pupils and parents. We have an internal communication tool. I'm constantly putting updates on that to really sort of drive home the message and the things that we're achieving as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you. I think I've got definitely a lot from what the school and your eco club are doing, so I might just return to the event itself. Can you tell me why the event is so significant in your own words?
I think that it's really important to have events like this, again, to maintain communication on the issues that we're going to be talking about. Yes, there is a lot of media coverage on the environment and improving, you know, our eco credentials as communities and as a country, but we do need to be a bit more active, I think, especially when it comes to what we can be doing sort of locally in the community. It's easy to see a news article on the TV or online and read it, but not react to it and not necessarily respond to it. So I think having events like this enables us to just bring the issues to the fore and to get people actively involved in them. And that's going to help move things on in terms of actually, you know, coming up with action points and then delivering on them.
Perfect. So that actually covers quite nicely then, I guess, what you were hoping the outcome of the event would be. But maybe if we just focus it back onto students as well, how do you think this event will impact the students that are attending?
I think it will kind of reinforce things that they're already quite passionate about. It will help them to realise that they're doing something good, they're doing something valuable. They, you know, like I said, they're all really enthusiastic, but this will sort of make that point even more secure in them. You know, they will know that they're involved in something that's important, something that is making a difference. And if they can see that other schools and other members of the community are also talking about it and doing things about it, then that, like I said, can reinforce, you know, the notion that they're doing a good thing and doing the right thing.
I think that's pretty much all of my questions, actually. Do you have any final comments or anything that you want to raise awareness of?
There's one other thing that I can mention. As part of our sort of drive to recycle more responsibly, we've also done kind of one-off events. For example, we worked in conjunction with an electrical goods recycling company, and we held a electrical goods recycling event where the entire sort of student and parent community could bring in faulty or unwanted appliances or electrical goods, and we stored them in the school, and they were then collected by this electrical goods recycling sort of specialist organization. So we are, you know, as well as doing our three core actions, we are trying to do sort of other things that as kind of one-off type events, which, you know, which also contribute to the cause of being a little bit more environmentally friendly and responsible.
Great. Yes, perfect. I think we've got a good balance of what actually the school are doing, what you're doing, and then also a nice little teaser for the event. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.